Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. I've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get is a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe, Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight I'm joined by Wade, and Wade's a truck driver down near Dubbo, and he's been having a couple of weird encounters on his routes. Wade, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me, mate.
It's great to have you on, mate. I haven't got a lot of truck drivers on the show, so I was very, very excited when I learned that you're a truck driver, because before we jumped on the air, you and I were having a little bit of a conversation that I reckon truck drivers see more weird stuff than anyone else in this country, because, you know, they're really covering a lot of kilometres and you see a lot of weird stuff out on the road.
Yes, definitely. I've seen quite a fair bit over the years I've been driving, so I can attest to that.
So, mate, I want to hear about this Yowie encounter that you had at the start of the 2000s. Are you able to go back to that encounter and kind of walk us through what happened there?
Yeah, no worries. The original encounter, I'd been working sort of a double shift that day, and they called me. I got home about 10 o'clock at night, and my work had rang me around about midnight, 12:30 thereabouts, and they said, can you come back in? We're having problems with the machines. So I said, right, I'll give me 40 minutes, I'll be on my way in, and I'll head in. So anyway, I got up, got ready, and jumped in the ute and was on my way back into town. It was a half hour run from there to work. And I'd only been going about 5-10 k's down the road when I'd come over a rise or the sand hills at the time. And with the lights full ablaze on the ute at night, and I could see something walk out onto the road in the distance, about 500 metres down the road. And I didn't know what it was. I started slowing down. And it got to the centre of the road down the broken line when it turned to face me more along the lines of actually walk towards me. And by then I was starting to slow down, and I wondered what was going on. I could see this thing walking towards me just on the edge of the lights, and it got closer and closer as I was slowing down. I started to move to the right-hand side of the road. And for every move I made, it mirrored me. Made the exact same move following me, made sure it was following every move I made directly in line. And I got down to about 5 metres, 10 metres from it, when I was come to a complete stop on the side of the road. And there, it just turned, looked at me. Didn't make a noise or anything. It was about 7.5 foot tall, brown, sort of a browny colour with a silvery colour to it, tinge, and it just politely just turned and walked back into the scrub. I got out of the ute after about a minute, see if I could find where it had gone, and I could hear it sort of walking away through the scrub, but he'd crash into leaves and breaking its limbs and that, but couldn't ever see it after that. And I'd never seen anything since that time until recently. Probably the last 12 months I've had other encounters with them along the road.
That's incredible. So this thing just walked out on the road in front of your vehicle and didn't move out of the way or anything?
No, it turned a challenge. That's what it looked like. It just turned and walked straight towards me after it was. It wasn't in any sort of a hurry to get across the road. It wasn't running. It was just walking like couldn't have a care in the world. But I was there. And it just got out onto the road, and whether it deemed that I was too close or whatever it was at the time, and then it turned and it was coming straight down the road towards me.
That's really unusual, because all reports for Yowies, for Bigfoot, for things like that, you kind of hear that once they're kind of spotted, they beeline out of the situation that they're currently in. They don't kind of stand there and face off with a vehicle of all things.
It just seemed very unusual from what I'd never told anyone about it at the time. For many years, I'd never said anything until I'd said to my cousin about it, and that's when he was telling me about his encounters and how it come about. But then it was later on that I eventually learned, after speaking to some people, that it was more likely to be an alpha male. That's why it turned and was willing to challenge. Whether that's right, I don't know, but that's what they told me.
So there's possibly a family of Yowies around that area then?
It, more than likely, that's what some people said. Man, it was an out for it to do that. It was probably defending someone or something. It was after what it was going to do. And once it had deemed no longer a threat, it didn't bother. It just turned and walked away.
So did you say it was pitch dark at night?
It was at night, yeah. And the lights were full of blaze on my ear.
And this thing was just walking towards you. That is really, really odd behavior, for, let alone for any type of creature. But a wild animal, they would usually just scatter at the sight of anything like that.
Most times I've encountered most things come out on the road at night. They'll either stand there and watch as you go past, or just take off. But no, this thing, it come and turned and walked straight down the middle of the road, straight at me.
What was going through your mind when that was happening? Because that's, I guess from 500 meters away, you probably wouldn't really have the scale that this thing was as big as it was, until you really started to get quite close to it. Because, I mean, seven and a half foot, when that's 500 meters away, that could really be any height. But when it started to get within that 5 meters of your vehicle, did you start to get a little bit worried in that situation?
Yeah, well, I didn't know what was going to come of it once I realised what. Because when I first seen it, you could see something in the distance. I said it, and when it started to turn and I seen something walking down the road, I thought, oh, someone's, you know, drunk and being stupid walking down the road about out of the night originally. When it started to mirror and I got over, and once I'd pulled up, I wondered what the hell was going to happen here when I realised what it was. I didn't know whether it was going to actually physically have a go at the vehicle or what, I don't know.
And you said it was kind of mirroring your movement. So were you kind of going from left to right on the road to maybe coast around it or something like that?
Well, when I was heading in towards town, and I was on the left-hand side of the road, and I was going towards the right. And for every move I made to the right, it followed the way it was going. So if I moved, say, the vehicle, I moved over, say, a couple of feet, it moved. It followed exactly every move I made, just like it was a mirror in front of me.
Yeah, that's a bit intimidating, isn't it? So at what point did you start to realise that, hey, maybe this isn't a person?
When it started to mirror, the first move, I thought, oh, yeah, maybe it's, you know, someone being stupid. And then when it continually done it, and I was getting, because I was slowing down as I was getting closer, and I was like, this stuff, it's not right. It's not a person. It could not have been a person. Because if they were sort of drunk and being stupid, you would have seen them eventually pinch or stagger out of the way or something, but it did not waver in one movement at all. It just continually followed the exact movement I made, and it was not staggering either side. It was just walking straight towards me.
Yeah, that's a pretty terrifying situation to be in, because you just have no idea what a wild animal's going to do, and let alone a yowie, because these things, they seem to have a level of intelligence that, you know, a normal creature really wouldn't have. And for it to face off to a vehicle that you're in and not be fazed by that, it just goes to show that this creature has the potential to do some real damage if it's not worried about that type of thing.
That's what I originally, I didn't know whether it was going to actually have a go and so what sort of damage it was able to do. It was quite muscly, but if it was willing to have a go at a vehicle, likes to square off and challenge, which is what I thought it was doing, then God knows what it was capable of doing.
So you got within 5 meters of this creature. That's about 5, 10 meters,
yep.
That's so incredibly close. So what were you able to make out any details on this creature? Like, could you see its face? Could you see anything like that?
It didn't have very long hair, but it wasn't extremely short. It was more like, put it, sort of like a shoulder length sort of shagginess to it. It was, you could see its face. There was no going by because it was sort of lit up still, the lights. I wasn't aiming directly at it by that time. It was sort of off to the side, but you could still get a good look at it. So it was a brown colour, but there's like a silvery tinge to it. And it was well built, extremely muscly for its size. I said you couldn't distinguish exactly how muscly it was, but you could easily tell that this thing was built for power. And that's what I didn't bother getting out of the car till it was gone.
Man, I don't blame you. I don't think anyone would really.
No, it's something I did not want to do. I went after the gone, and I give it about a minute. I thought I'll open the door and hop out and just have a bit of a listen so I could see where it had gone. I couldn't see, you know, where it had disappeared. I could see where it had gone into the grass, but I couldn't see it moving. But you could hear noises as it was disappearing through the scrub.
And did it sound like it was as big as how it looked when you were there? Did it sound like it was a big, heavy creature?
Well, yes, it was. It was making a lot of noise for the area where it was walking. There was a lot of dead grass at the time, so you could hear the grass being pushed down and limbs broken. There weren't a lot of large limbs in the area that they could have cracked it, but you could, where it was walking, it was making a lot of noise.
And were you a believer before you saw this thing? Because I guess at one point you're looking at a creature that really isn't supposed to exist.
I'd always heard stories of them growing up, but never really believed in them until that day, until I'd actually come across it. I'd heard people tell stories of it, and I've read stories about them, but not until you can read them up about them. You can believe in them until you actually see them. Yeah, it's an entirely different thing.
And you said a little bit earlier there that you haven't really shared this story. Is that because there's a fear of ridicule there for that, or is that just something that it's just a little bit too hard to share with people?
A lot of people think it's a joke when you tell them. They think you're cuckoo or whatever you want to call it. But there are a lot of us out there that do believe in them, who have seen them. Others have heard them. Some of the family members have actually heard them, never seen them. But, yeah, some people will look down on them when you tell them, you know, you've come across that. And I've never told anyone about it until I'd mentioned to family about it when he'd said he had encounters. And that's the first time I'd actually mentioned to anyone outside my close family, like my mother and things like that, when I told her.
And I think it's good to share these stories with, you know, with people you trust, because it can be very, very traumatic. Because, you know, I've spoken to people who've seen these creatures, and it kind of just shatters their reality, because these things aren't supposed to be out there technically. And when you know, essentially, you almost ran into one. It's something that can really turn your whole world upside down.
Yes, I'm going to test for that. It's not the most pleasant thing to, you know, just to be on your way to work early hours one morning and to come across that. So my mind wasn't actually on the time, on the expecting to come across that. And yeah, on my way to work, and lo and behold, only 10 minutes into the run and come across that. So
yeah, it's definitely an interesting start to the day, isn't it, mate?
It definitely was. Made for a very long day that day.
I couldn't imagine. I could imagine you couldn't wait till knock off time to sink a few beers to kind of just recoup about everything that kind of happened there.
Yes, it did. It was made for a very long day. By the time I got home, I was ready to try and wrap my head around things.
So have you got your head around it now? Because it happened a little while ago now, and you've actually had other encounters with creatures like this. Is that right?
Yes. Over the last probably 12, 18 months, I've had sort of different encounters with other things apart from yowies.
Is that? And have you had other encounters with yowies as well?
I've never actually seen them up close since then. I've seen sort of something on the side of the road in the shadows as we're going past with the lights on. I've been able to smell them with the smell they put off when they're close by.
And what is that smell? Is that something that you're able to describe? Because I hear a lot of people say it's kind of like it's something dead. It's kind of like wet dog type of smell. Is that something along those lines?
Yes, it's sort of a wet dog, musty smell. I've come across like a burnt smell when they're around. Similar, sometimes it's like a burnt, smells like burnt toast, and there's nothing around you at all. But there's no houses nearby, no nothing, and it's just like this burnt toast smell when they're nearby. You'll come across that sometimes. I've actually, both me and mate Rick, who does the run with me once a week, we both had the same, for a better lack of a term, vision. Same section of road, and it's appeared when we've been there. It's like a what would it be like to explain it? It's like vision's like when you're asleep, but it's like daytime. But you're actually asleep and you can see everything as crystal as clear as daytime, but it's nighttime. And we're able to see exactly where the owie was standing on the section of road where we always encountered the same smell all the time. I've seen it on one occasion. My mate Rick has actually had the same vision. Only he's seen the owie with his family.
Really?
In the same location, yeah. It woke, he was actually asleep in the vehicle as we were heading down the stretch of road, and he actually woke up out of it.
What do you think that is?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm not sure whether it's... I've heard stories that they're able to sort of get into your mind. I've never really believed that part of it, but having an encounter, it's more than likely they can do it.
It's something I've heard quite a lot is the mind speak, and that might be what you're referring to. And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
Yeah, it's just, it's like it was, the section of road is a fallen tree. And you'd come around the bend, it was sort of a series of bends leading up to it, and there's this big sweeping bend with a fallen tree on the left-hand side of the road. But it's like a rock wall where the tree's fallen off and it's leaning up against it. And in the vision, the AO was standing on that side on top of the rock wall near the fallen tree. Sort of on the, if you're standing looking at the fallen tree, it was on the right-hand side of the fallen tree. My cousin had seen the same vision, only with the adult, with the other three, and they were standing either side of the fallen tree in the same spot. That's what he told me.
Have you ever stopped at that area and just looked at it? Because I'm wondering if this could be some type of premonition or something like that, because... And I know this might sound a little bit woo, but I wonder if they're trying to communicate with you or anything like that, and maybe they're trying to call you to that spot.
That's what me and Rick had originally thought, that it's either some sort of warning or they're trying to show us something there. Because in his one, he said he could see a sign somewhere near there, not far from that. It's up on the top of the wall, somewhere within a couple hundred metres of the rock wall. There's some sort of sign, and he said he could see that sign. It wasn't clear, but he could make out a sign there. And that's what both of us can only put it down as some sort of a warning, or they're trying to show us something. But we've never been back to that area during daylight hours, because it's very hard to pull up. You've got to pull up a fair way and walk down to it.
Yeah, and you just saying that, it even just raises alarm bells of, are they just trying to lure you down there then?
It could be, yeah. Because you've got to, you'd have to walk, sort of pull up, I suppose, a couple hundred metres away at least, and you'd have to walk down and sort of up along the rock wall itself.
Yeah, there's a lot of red flags there, really. It's probably something best not to go looking for then.
Yeah, that's what we originally thought. We were going to pull up there one day and if we were doing the run down to Sydney during daylight hours and pull up and have a look, but we've never bothered to at this stage yet. We're just it's just something we don't want to do, so we just put it all in the off-limit area, so.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you there, Wade. So what do you think a Yowie is?
It's hard to explain, really. It's more to me like a humanoid being. My family, he seems to think it's a lot, they've got some sort of paranormal ability that they can sort of teleport. To me, I don't know. I don't know whether they're able to teleport or what it is, but yeah, there's got some sort of, I'd say, sort of a supernatural ability in some areas. They seem to be able to appear out of nowhere sometimes.
And that's just the thing with these Yowies, because you hear that all the time. There's no rhyme or reason. You can't pick these types of things with these types of creatures. So it's a fun question, because in my mind there's no right or wrong answer when it comes to it, because every person's encounter is so unique and individual that it's always a good insight an encounter's mind, because the way that you perceive it could be completely different to the way someone else does.
Yes, they just seem to be able to appear in the one area where I've encountered the most recent things, the encounters of them. It's seemed to be situated in the same, not exactly the same location, but, within the same vicinity, yeah. And they seem to be able to, occasionally I've smelt things further down the road, and whether they're able to teleport or whatever it may be, the different locations, I don't know. But they're definitely able to move quickly over the cover of the ground quickly. Some of the encounters I've you know, we could smell them from point to point. There's no way they could be moving that quick.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really, really fascinating set of encounters that you've had there, Wade, with these Yowies. And, you know, I'm so glad that, you know, the one that you had earlier, back in the early 2000s, you know, you probably got off quite lucky with that one, because by the sounds of it, if it is the alpha male that's in that area and it was kind of protecting its territory, it could have went a whole lot souther than what it did for you.
No, I was probably lucky that night. So it's just something on the air. Sort of, on that morning, I was never really expecting it to happen. It just happened, and I think I was lucky enough to get off the way I did.
So on your trips, on your deliveries there, Wade, is there anything else that you've encountered? Because I noticed in the email that you sent me is that Yowies aren't the only weird thing that you've encountered out on your trips.
No, there's be something I can't really explain what it is. At one location, it's I can't really explain really what I, not even family can explain what this is. We were coming out of an intersection, and the lights were shining on the truck at the time when I was driving the truck, and they're extremely powerful lights, and you could probably 100 metres away in front of a building was, I don't know what you'd call it, more like a cloaked figure was standing there. And I suppose 6.5 foot at the distance, roughly. And the lights were shining directly at it. It didn't raise an arm, hand or anything to shield its face area, even though you couldn't see its face area because of the hooded cloak. But it cast no shadow. The lights shining directly at it and onto the wall behind it. There was no shadow whatsoever. And you could see it as plain as day. And it wasn't just me, it was Rick was with me at the time. We both looked at each other and said, did we actually see that? Our eyes weren't playing tricks, and no, both of us seen it.
So how long did you have this figure in your, I guess, in your field of view?
Probably the best part of 30 seconds, I suppose, before we actually, while we were sort of turning the corner.
Oh, right. So it wasn't just a quick glimpse of the eye then?
No. We're looking straight at it as we were turning the corner. We come up to an intersection, and the lights were shining through the intersection, and yeah, there's the building of this thing was standing there. We couldn't see, like, feed area, but it was roughly about 6.5 foot at the distance wise that we were from it. And yeah, cloaked. It never raised a hand or an arm or whatever you want for it to shield its face or anything from the light shining at it. And well, if it was a person standing there, more than likely they'll get their head or something to shield the light shining straight in their face. And this thing did nothing and didn't even cast a shadow.
That's really creepy. That's really creepy.
And that one, that was around midnight it was at the time when it happened. We've never seen it since, even though we've most of the time we've been earlier in the run, time-wise. A few times we've been around the same time again, but never seen it in that location again.
Could you see through this figure, or was it just completely solid?
What looked like, because it was had this cloak or like a druid outfit, I suppose you'd call it, like a cloak with the, you could make out it was some sort of a cloak that it had on, but you could not see through it, no. That it was, normally if the lights were shining on it, you'd see some sort of a shadow cast by it, whatever it was. But there was no shadow cast, no nothing.
I wonder if that building was haunted.
I've done a bit of reading in on the area, and the building is sort of abandoned. It's quite a large area, backs onto a large holding pond or dam sort of thing. There's a number of buildings in the area, but it's in a township. I don't know. Even my cousin, he's dumbfounded by it when he was with me that night. We just sort of... Yep, we've had too much weird stuff for the night. When we encountered that, we didn't bother after that one. So, yeah, it's just... We've seen other things in the same area. Something like a... like dark smoke... Well, fog going across the road, even though there's nothing around. As we were leaving the township, on the edge of town, even though the light's shining there, there's no fog anywhere else. It's just like a cloud going across, like a shadow there. But there shouldn't be anything there.
And the thing with fog is that it's got a lighter colour to it, not a darker colour.
Hmm. That's what seemed odd to us, because in light, if you got, it'll show up white even with light shining on it. And this was as dense as anything; it was black. You could just see something like a black mist going across the road. And there.
Yeah, that's really odd. It sounds like this is like a little pocket of activity going on there.
That's what we originally thought. It was got to be something going on. There's whether it's a like a travel route, I suppose you'd put it, sort of, because it was sort of heading in the direction for the building. We originally thought maybe it's going there to the building or coming back. We don't know what it was. But yeah, we were just dumbfounded by that one. When we seen that, we thought, nah, something's definitely not right here.
For two of you to see this, it gives the encounter a lot more credibility for yourself, because if you saw that on your own, you can kind of write that off and go, oh yeah, there was something weird there, but that could have been a cloud. It could have been anything. Could have just been a random smoke that traveled from who knows where.
Mm.
But to have someone else there to kind of corroborate with you that, no, I saw that too, and that is definitely weird, kind of just adds to the unusualness of this whole situation.
Yeah, it's just something out of the blue. We'd never really thought we'd ever see anything like this. And, yeah, it's just seems to be getting a little more prolific, to say the least, I suppose. I'm not doing a run for a while now, but when I was doing it, every time I do it, I'll be expecting something to either show up or happen along the run because of it. I've just encountered things that much. I've just got second nature to me now. Is something going to happen on tonight? I just half expect anything to happen every time I do the run now.
That's incredible, because it's either that's a really, really dedicated hotspot of weird activity, because to have yowies, to have these paranormal events, I wonder if there's genuinely something going on there. Or I guess the alternative is have you considered that you may be, I guess, sensitive to this type of stuff?
Never really thought about it that way. It's possible. I've never really thought of it. That I could be a beacon, I suppose, as you could put it, I suppose. Anything's possible.
Because do you encounter weird and unusual things anywhere else?
Now that you mentioned it, yeah, I have seen things out of the corner of my eye. You know, I'd be sitting somewhere and something, I see like a shadow sometimes, and I look and there's nothing there, even though I could see something there. I don't always encounter them, but sometimes I might, just to be soft, and I might see something and I'd turn my head and there's nothing there, even though I could be looking straight ahead and sort of just look out the corner of my eye and I can see something there.
Yeah, just catching it in your peripherals.
Yeah. Something I would have just never expected to... When I first started the run out of Sydney, I never expected to see these. And, yeah, it was probably about 6 months after I'd started the run and I started to encounter the first one. And the smell, and then the mate Rick was coming with me, and that's when we started to notice more things with the set of eyes there. We started to see more things, and it wasn't just me saying them.
Yeah, and that's the really interesting part about this is that this is not just your encounters. You're sharing these with people. So, like I said earlier, it just gives these encounters a lot more, I guess, credence in the fact that you can rest assured that, no, this is definitely happening. I'm not seeing things. I'm not imagining this. This is genuinely happening because Rick is there seeing these things with you.
Yeah. And that when we first seen that cloaked hooded figure, whatever you want to call it, and said we both looked at each other and sort of, no, can't be real. Did we actually see that? And, yeah, right, okay. And so then in the same area, it was about maybe 500 metres, maybe a K down the road, we actually see the dark mist cross the road. And, okay, yeah, righto. Something's definitely out of a foot here. So.
Did you see that mist the same night that you saw that cloaked figure?
No, it was about 2-3 weeks later. Around the same time at night, but different location.
Yeah, I wonder if there's some history to the I guess the land in that area, because for it to happen over so many different nights, it's a little bit it you know, that's something that kind of raises a flag to go, yeah, there might be something going on here.
It could be. So I've done a bit of looking into the area. The building itself, there's a lot of buildings on the land there. Whether it's not abandoned, as far as I know, they do use the land for certain things. But other than that, I'm not really sure.
It'd be worth asking workers there if they see anything unusual there, because if you're doing drop-offs to these people, maybe they know something else is going on there too.
Yeah, the one fellow, one place I dropped to, he's there usually about the same time I turn up. Around about, depending on the time I usually get there, he's usually there. And he's only a couple hundred metres away from the building itself. So it's just sort of hard to get someone that's actually there at the same time. But being where he's usually there early out of the morning anyway. So if anyone, he'd probably be able to give me a sort of heads up what the hell's going on.
Yeah, it might just be worth touching base with him to see if there is anything that he's noticed going on there, because, you know, that's just adding even more, I guess, more evidence to the fact that something is going on in that location, and who knows, it something else might pop up if you're lucky.
Yeah. Every time I go there, I'm half expecting something to happen while I'm there. It's just second nature to me now. So.
Mate, it might be worth investing in a dash cam or something like that then.
Yeah, we got one in the vehicles now. We make sure we've got one running with us all times now. The first time we encountered it, we didn't have one. So. We make sure we got one in the vehicles now.
Don't blame you at all, mate. Well, Wade, it's been great chatting to you tonight, mate. You definitely seem to work on a very interesting stretch of road there, mate, and the delivery route that you've got, mate, it sounds like it's going to be keeping on your toes for quite a while.
Yes, I'd say so. It can only get better or worse, one or the other. I'd say it's just going to be a regular occurrence.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFOradio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.